So good to be here in Hollywood, especially if you grew up evangelical, as I did in Minnesota. Just makes it all the more meaningful, don't you know? In our home, Hollywood was a name that was used, as some people now use the term Wall Street or the Kremlin. It signified evil in our home. So, a sanctified brethren boy in Hollywood, you're just more watchful, that's all. And what you see is people walking dogs down the street there, all kinds of dogs, big dogs, some of them. And some of the people you see are producers. You can
Johnny, Bobby, oh, how about lunch? Fabulous, I'm free in September. How about October?
And some people are actors as well.
Oh, hey, bro. Yeah, man, yeah. You know, you look so fabulous. And the skin tone looks so realistic.
Some people are grips and stage hands.
What's up?
And so they all look terrific. Some people carry hair dryers with them, actually, out on the street here. Carry hairspray. Some of them have inflatable torsos and delts and pecs under their T-shirts. So if you hug them too closely, they deflate. And the people who don't look terrific, the people who look exhausted and sweaty, those are us. They're the tourists, and they're waiting for the bus tour to come.
Now, James Franco, he Skyped his mother.
Take
from
you
this phone
around to look at homes where stars used to live. There are Lamborghinis and Ferraris parked on the streets of Hollywood. And they all have alarms on them. So if you reach out to touch them,
thank you for not touching my car.
There are palm trees, of course, in Hollywood. A great many of them, and their swimming pools, and carpools as well. And
hey, get in the carpool lane.
You go out the houses and people are swimming and they're underwater in the swimming pools and they're singing underwater. It improves breath control somehow. It's a town where at any given moment the unemployment rate is about 65%, and that's why everybody is so glad to see anybody else.
Wow, you look so great.
So excited.
So do you.
And that's why everybody's working out. They're working out all the time. They're working with weights, and they're on ellipticals, and they're Stairmasters. Many people hire a Rottweiler as a personal trainer to keep them going. A person in Hollywood who does not work out daily is like an atheist in Waco, Texas. It's just you just don't get asked out. You people would rather not even see you. Everyone here has a talent. Everybody has a talent, and everybody is unique, of course. The security guy here at the bowl can play a tune on his screening wand. It's good for, a minute or so. Your waiter who waits on you here at the bowl can play a squeeze bottle of ketchup. That's they call the wind Mariah. I'm not sure you recognize the tune, but that's what that is. Somebody's pet monkey we saw the other day can sing opera. The gardener can do songs on his chainsaw. It sounds like smoke gets in your eyes, but I'm not sure. We were staying at the Hollywood Sleepmore Motel on Sunset, where the night manager plays La Bamba on a hotel key card, which is interesting. He had a 14-month-old child who could sing. And his brother-in-law Mike is very talented in a way. He can gargle. He can gargle the theme from Mondo Carmen. And we actually met a guy from Minnesota who made his home here. He brought his duck call, and he can play The Girl from Ipanema, which... Very good. We left that motel to stay at the Honeymoon Acres out in Malibu, and we could hear whales off the coast. They were auditioning. It's just a whole city of performers. I'm from Minnesota. It's a state of writers. Very, very different. And that's why we don't say that much. We're watching. We're always watching. We're gathering material. And that's why I'm here. You came here to see the show, and I came here to see you. And I'm watching you very closely. And I have a monologue later in the show, and you may well be in it.